Hello and welcome to another episode of Love My Poland. With me today is a special friend. This is my original notebook of Polish language that I had 20 years ago. Back in 1999, the first 6 weeks I was here, I signed up for a course. It was Monday through Friday, several hours a day, and these are the original notes I took to learn the language. And now that I look at this notebook and I look at the expressions I learned, I think, wow, this stuff barely even scratched the surface of what it takes and what you have to know to speak Polish in this country. And I think the biggest culprit in the complexity of learning Polish has to do with idioms and other expressions. Idioms. I love idioms. I love English idioms. I teach them all the time, and the Polish idioms are really interesting. Today in this episode, we're going to do 7 of my favorite idioms. It's coming up right now. Now to begin with, I don't want to suggest that I'm a great Polish speaker. I know I'm not. I know my flaws, I know my faults. And the fact is, and I hate excuses, I'm not giving any excuses about my Polish, I don't have that many opportunities to speak Polish. It's true. From 7:45 in the morning till 7 p.m. at night, I am teaching English. If I'm not teaching English, I'm doing some kind of proofreading for the university, or I'm doing maybe small translations. So my life really revolves around English. When I come home, my children, we speak English at home. My wife really loves it when I, you know, talk to them as much as I can and correct their English to make them good English speakers. So I'm really left with only a few hours a week of talking with in-laws, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law. I hate excuses, but that's kind of the reality. So with those really limited opportunities to speak Polish, my growth in Polish is quite slow. Anyway, enough jibber jabber on my part. Let's get to today 7 of my favorite Polish idioms. I'm happy to share them with you. Here's number 1. The first one is buka z masłem. That translates exactly to bread with butter. And what does that idiom mean? It means it's as easy as pie. So the other day I was asking, is it hard to buy a monthly parking sticker so I can park anywhere in the city? I asked in Polish, and the man, buka z masłem. Oh, bread with butter, as easy as pie. One of my favorite, that's number 1. I love that Polish idiom. Another idiom I like very much is oczko w głowie. When I was dating my wife, I met her father for the first time, and jokingly, kind of half joking, half serious, he said, be good to my daughter, she is the oczko w głowie. And what that literally translates to is the eye in his head. She is the eye in his head. I'm still not 100% sure what that means, but in English it would be the apple of my eye. He said, be good to my daughter, she's the apple of my eye. Great idiom, oczko w głowie. Next on the list is one that really fascinates me too, and if you've ever watched the Simpsons movie, you probably remember the scene when Homer Simpson was going between a rock and a hard place. If I remember, there was a big rock and kind of a tavern or a restaurant, and he was just swinging back and forth and do, do, you know, back and forth that way. In Poland, we don't have exactly the same idiom. It's kind of similar, but I think it's even better in Polish. Listen to this. In Polish, we say you're between a hammer and an anvil. Między młotem a kowadłem. Very nice idiom, and in my opinion, that's a much worse situation to be in. Between a hammer and the anvil. Good job, Polish. The next expression is a great one. You know, years ago when I was a single guy, I was interested in taking one girl out on a date, and my good friend knew her quite well. As a matter of fact, he took her out, I think, once or twice to the restaurant, talked with her, and I said to my friend Michal, I said, Michal, do you think that she would be an interesting girl for me? You know, should I take her out on a date? Should I ask her out? And he looked at me and he kind of just looked up like that. He said, Russell, flaki z olejem, forget about her. Okay, so he's speaking English and he used this Polish idiom. I'm looking, flaki z olejem. I know flaki is like tripe soup with oil. What on earth are you talking about, flaki z olejem? I said, yes, she's really boring. It would be like you saying that she's as dull as dishwater. Okay, so she's boring, she's a waste of time. Yes, she's boring, you won't have fun with her, forget about it, don't ask her out. I asked her out anyways, she was actually quite interesting, but it didn't work out, obviously. But that was a good expression that I learned, and because of that situation, I'll never forget, flaki z olejem. The 5th idiom I'd like to share with you today is one that, I was at the doctor recently. You know, I had some strange pains going on in my stomach, I didn't know what was happening, and if you're like me, you always consider the worst possible case scenario. So I went to the doctor and I had him check everything. Blood test, x-rays, any kind of scan they could do, USG, to make sure I was healthy. And after a few hours, he came back with my results and he said, well, You are zdrowy jak koń. Okay, just let it process a little bit. And I said, I'm healthy as a horse? Exactly. Or you are zdrowy jak ryba. As healthy as a fish. Very interesting. We say in English, of course, you're as fit as a fiddle. You're in good health. Great expression. You're as healthy as a horse or you are as healthy as a fish. Nice job. The next interesting Polish idiom today has to do with people who lie. If you're like me, there's nothing worse in the world than a liar. I hate being lied to. And they have a great idiom to deal with such people. It's called kłamstwo ma krótkie nogi. Lies have very short legs. The first time I heard that, I thought, I don't understand that. How can a lie have short legs? And what does short legs have to do with lying? Well, essentially it means the lie will eventually catch up with you. I do not know a really good English idiom to kind of put together with that one. But essentially that's what it means. Lies are short-lived. Eventually they're going to catch up with you and you're going to be held accountable for that lie. Really good one. I agree with it and we need to adopt it in the English language. The final one today has to do with people who achieve success very quickly. They have a great, great idiom here in Polish for such people. And if just to be sure that you know what I'm talking about, sometimes normal everyday people, your friends, achieve success or money very quickly. And this success and money goes to their head. Well, listen to this. Listen to what they say in Polish for that. Woda sodowa uderzyła komuś do głowy. The carbonated soda water goes to your head. It hits them in the head and changes them. It's a great one. It's a great expression. In English, it's really easy. The success goes to your head. But in Polish, woda sodowa uderzyła komuś do głowy. Hits you in the head. I like it. It's different. It's amusing. So that was the first episode in my favorite Polish idioms and expressions. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, if you're not interested in the Polish language, I wouldn't be surprised if this is a bit boring for you. But if you are, there's a lot more to come. I'm going to make several episodes on this topic. If you have not become a subscriber, you know what to do. Just click that button so you won't miss out on the future episodes. And also make sure you click that bell as well so that you'll know when those new episodes come out. Thank you for watching and I wish you a very pleasant day.